Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you are new here, hello, thank you so much for being here. And if you're an OG, thank you for rocking it out with me. This is an announcement. This episode is officially the last episode of season 3. Oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm so excited. I'm not excited that it's over, of course, but so excited that I have followed through and that you have been here with me for another season of learning and implementation and just taking you through this journey of what pleasure actually means to a Black woman and why it's important that we start embracing it and holding each other accountable and holding each other up through this process. I could not be any more proud of me, but also proud of you. Proud of you for following through. Proud of you for being consistent with showing up and listening. I'm proud of you. You should be proud of yourself. So over this season, we've learned together the importance of challenging societal expectations that are placed upon us on a day-to-day basis. We've celebrated the significance of prioritizing your well-being and embracing self-love. You have learned about why it's so important to understand your history and why you feel this block when it comes to what pleasure really needs to look like in your life. And now, as we come to the end of this road and we're waiting for season 4, it's time to take all of that information and translate it into action. And as I've said multiple times, it's amazing to take in information. I am someone that is always taking in information. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Because once you recognize what your life has been doing, where it doesn't serve you, the people that don't serve you, when you recognize that there's so much more that you could be tapping into, there's so much more that you can be experiencing. You can't, there's no way to unknow that. It's no possible way to unknow that. I have a client right now who she no longer fits in the box, her own box. And it is scary as hell because there's so much coming up for her. And it's easier to want to stay in this box and play like you have no clue what's going on and what you need to do better, what's being expected of you from you to elevate to that next level, to get into the new box, the box that actually has space that you can stand up in and walk around in. She's there right now. And she's scared. But it's so much excitement on the other side. It's so much excitement on the other side. I'm here to tell you, I'm going through my own elevation process right now. My box has gotten small. And I haven't even been in this box that long. But it's time. And through the process of going through this season with you and sharing my framework, there are things that have come up, things that I'm just going diving deeper into that requires me to show up differently. I can't be the old me that I used to be. And with that comes grief. And with that comes loss. I posted that on my TikTok about recognizing how many times you have to grieve the loss of yourself. and not in a bad way where you're so caught up in someone else or something else that you lose yourself, but it's literally the act of saying goodbye to the old part of you and moving into this new territory. And it's beautiful to see. It's beautiful to see my clients do that. Now, it's so much harder when it's me. But as you start to prioritize pleasure, you come back around to the cycle of guilt and shame. We've talked about guilt and shame and embarrassment and people pointing their finger at you and saying, oh my gosh, you're so selfish. How could you just be focusing on yourself? Saying yes to pleasure sometimes means no to other things. I won't even say sometimes. Saying yes to pleasure will guarantee that you have to say no to something else. It will mean that there are certain responsibilities that you can no longer do. And it either needs to be delegated or taken off the plate altogether. I have a client, 2 kids, working, husband, and she's decided that washing clothes, we're taking that off of the plate altogether. She has a service that does it. Running around trying to clean her house after 2 small kids, she's taking that off of the plate. Her and her husband have a cleaning service coming in. And she, just the sheer relief when I saw her when we did our session and her, she had a big smile on her face. Her shoulders were down. She was just very happy about delegating something that normally a woman would get shamed about. Why are you not cleaning? Why are you letting somebody else wash your own clothes? Because there's so much more to life than doing things like that. And there may be resistance. There might be resistance. There might be resistance to letting go of people, things, places, jobs, homes, the town you live in. Yes, that is what happens when you implement the things that I'm talking about. That is what happens when you start working with someone like me. I shake up that whole world of yours. I shake that shit right on up. Some of you are probably shooketh just from listening to this podcast. You're probably thinking, Natasha, I thought you just talked about sex. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why this podcast was created. Because what I need you to recognize is it didn't start with the sex. You didn't become unhappy because you were having bad sex. No, honey, you were unhappy before that. You were happy for a while before that. You can't come up in my house, come up in my atmosphere, in my environment, and try to tell me that that's all it was, because sex is about being present. It's about being vulnerable. It's about asking for what you want, saying what you don't want, about letting go, about taking up space, about breathing deep. It is pleasure. And if you have a block in other areas of your life, if you don't have that trust, if you don't have that vulnerability with someone, if you're always in your head, if you're not connected to your body, if you don't even know what you want, the bedroom is the least of your worries. The bedroom is the least of your worries. So by coming here, you learn how to focus on you. You learn how to stand up for yourself. You learn how to feel into that, hell yes, that's what I want to do. You learn about different ways to love yourself that may not look like what everybody else is doing, because what everybody else is doing may not be for you. You have to learn you. You have to be able to shut out the noise. And so that's what I am calling you to do. Just because we're on a break doesn't mean you just say, well, whatever. Go back and listen to some episodes that resonate to you now. Because just because you listen to season 1 and season 2, you may not have been in that season. The things that you were listening to may not have resonated or been as important as it is right now. Maybe you need to go back and listen about friends. Maybe you need to go and listen to the series about self-love and how money plays a part into self-love and energy and sound healing. Maybe you need to go back and listen to what it is that I do and why this could be helpful for you. Maybe you need to go back and replay my framework, how it is that I help the people that I help. There's so much change going on inside of you. And it's your responsibility to keep up with it, to harness that energy and that power that's within you. Hey sis, if you are a high achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. Is it hard? Yes. Is it scary? Yes. We have no clue who we're going to be when we wake up tomorrow. We just assume it's going to be the same person that lays their head down and goes to sleep today, but it's not guaranteed. You could wake up in such a different space and energy, and you have to get to know her all over again. And you have to believe that this is a life that you deserve. I have another client who is just now, she is using her voice. And let me tell you something, I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her because she went from having conversations in her head and never speaking up for herself or telling her truth to being very vocal about what she's okay and not okay with. And you know, the people around her are uncomfortable about that. It's making them uncomfortable because how dare you use your voice? You've never done this before. You've never told me no before. You've never told me how what I'm doing hurts you. I would rather not know. And she didn't even realize that she had shifted and started doing that and owning her voice. And so when I pointed it out to her, she was just like, oh, I am. I like this. And I like this for her. I love this for her. I have another client who is head down in her business after we work through how she shows up for people and how she's not getting the same in return and how to keep her energy and give it to those that actually matter. And now she's expanding her business. She's raised her prices. It doesn't stop in one area. Doing this pleasure work will affect every area of your life. And just because you don't have the path doesn't mean that you don't do it. We, and I say we because I'm on this journey as well, we stand together on a path that many have not explored. I always look at it as a trail. You know, when you go walking and there's a trail and you can see where people have walked for a very long time and it's worn down, the grass is gone and it's dirt. It's like, oh, okay, I know I can go that way. What we're doing, what I'm walking you through, there is no paved way. You are the paver. You are the leader. You are the leader for your daughters, for your nieces, for your goddaughters, for all the little Black girls in the community. You're the paver. And it may not even be the little girls. I've seen my mom blossom so much since I've done this work. And clients have told me the same thing. When I started doing this, my mom is watching me. She wants to know what I'm doing. We're having different conversations. We're having healing conversations about things that I needed, things that I wanted to see, things I needed to know about myself. And now we have those conversations. Your sisters, your aunts, they see you. They do. And while you're not doing it because you have to do it for them, remember, it's a ripple effect. Because they're going to want to know, why are you walking out here shining as bright as the sun? Why is your skin glowing? Why do you have a permanent smile on your face? Like, the world sucks. Why are you so happy? Because, baby, every day that I wake up, I pour into my cup. And then I watch it run over. And I sit and I relish in the idea that I never have to give from a place that I don't have. Because I've poured so much into me, I don't have to give from my cup. Just like that TikTok video. I know y'all hear me reference TikTok a lot. That's what my mom said the other day. You always talk about TikTok. But when she said, I don't want to give from the overflow you get from what's in the saucer, I hollered, yes. I don't even want to give you from my overflow. You can get from what's over here. I pour so much into me that it overflows so much that you can have what's in the saucer. The saucer is overflowing. Give yourself permission to have this. And have the faith that it's going to happen. It may not happen in your time. Remember, you have a lot of unlearning to do. There's a lot. For some of you, we're talking 50 years worth of information that you have to unlearn, and that does not happen overnight. But give yourself permission to choose the pleasure and to be brave in that choice, even if you're the only one you see doing it. And if you're the only one doing it, reach out to me, because I am building a community of women that are doing it well, unapologetically. There's so much that I'm creating from my new self to help support you, to hold space for you, to explore, to be curious. And so as we wrap up this season, I want you to remember that embracing pleasure is a revolutionary act. It's about reclaiming your joy, your freedom, and your right to live life on your terms. Ladies, to my beautiful Black women out there, know that you have the power to create your narrative and pursue the pleasure you deserve. And by sharing your experience, by me sharing my experience, by sharing the things from what my clients are experiencing, we inspire each other to continue this journey, to make bold choices, and to find moments of peace and freedom in a world that may not always prioritize it for us. I thank you so much. I appreciate you so much for being a part of this experience, for showing up to listen to me, to taking action, and to knowing that you want something better for yourself. Take time during this break to choose just one area of your life and go hard in it. Go hard. Be consistent. Thank you. We will be back. We will be back. This is not the end of us. We will be back in October. So for now, breathe easy and embrace all the amazingness that is going to lie ahead by the choices and the permission that you give yourself. If you want to continue the conversation, if you want to continue to stay in my energy, in my little spot of the internet, definitely join our newsletter at www.closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure. And I'll be sending out weekly emails, so you'll still get a good dose of me. Until next time, this is Natasha signing off. Take care. I love you. I want you to love yourself fiercely and live your most pleasurable life. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.